Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophiles. I'm Danielle, and welcome back to the Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. It's time for a book review, or a book talk, one of the two. Today I'm going to be talking slash reviewing The Return, that was written by Nicholas Sparks, and it's about Trevor Benson, who never intended to move back to Newborn, North Carolina, but when a mortar blast outside the hospital where he worked sent him home from Afghanistan with devastating injuries, the dilapidated cabin he inherited from his grandfather seemed as good a place to regroup as any. Tending to his grandfather's beloved beehives, Trevor isn't prepared to fall in love with a local yet. From their very first encounter, Trevor feels a connection with Deputy Sheriff Natalie Masterson that he can't ignore. But even as she seems to reciprocate his feelings, she remains frustratingly distant, making Trevor wonder what she's hiding. Further complicating his stay in New Bern is the presence of a southern teenage girl, Callie, who lives in the trailer park down the road. Trevor hopes Callie can shed light on the mysterious circumstances of his grandfather's death, but she offers few clues until a crisis triggers a race to uncover the true nature of Callie's past, one more intertwined with the elderly man's passing than Trevor could have imagined. In his quest to unravel Natalie's and Callie's secrets, Trevor will learn the true meaning of love and forgiveness, and that in life to move forward, we must often return to the place where it all began. So, I actually won this book in a giveaway hosted by Nicholas Sparks. I entered a giveaway on Instagram and I won. I didn't realize I won until it was announced on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And I was so excited because Nicholas Sparks is one of my favorite authors. I absolutely adore him. And The Return was published in 2020. And it took me a few weeks to read it. But I have to say that I absolutely love this book. I love how well researched this book was about beekeeping and PTSD. And it made me happy with the outcome. And once you find out the secrets that Callie and Natalie are hiding, you would be kind of shocked. I didn't see it coming. I mean, I try to keep an open mind when I'm reading a book. So when I found out the secrets, my mouth dropped open. I love the fact that I can fall in love with love when I'm reading any book by Nicholas Sparks. And I love, love, love The Return. It's a good book. The progression of the book is very good. When you're done with it, you want to get what you read just so you can read it again. And if you haven't, I highly suggest you read it because it's so good. It is so good. Like, I can't tell you enough how good this is. And I'm trying not. I really want to give spoilers, but I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't read it yet. But please, please go check it out. I highly, highly, highly recommend this book. And The Return is definitely on one on my to reread again list. And I love it. I really do love it. So I hope you guys check it out and love it as much as I do. I hope you guys have a great evening and night. See you guys next time. Happy reading.